Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you sort out your belly, your hormones, and your relationship with food. And I am your host, Kezia Hall, a holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek. And at this time of year, if you cut me open, I would mainly be made up of mincemeat, mince pies, and brandy butter. I mean, anything with butter in it is a winner for me. Welcome, welcome to this cheeky new episode on the Gut Goddess Show. I wanted to hop on and record this kind of for the end of the year. I was going to do the biggest lessons I've learned for this year, but I thought let's actually look at the 5 years in terms of that's how long I've been working with one-to-one clients for in my online nutrition clinic. And I wanted to share with you the biggest lessons and themes and common threads that I see when I'm working with people in that kind of one-to-one up front, up close and personal way. So I'm going to share them with you. But if you're listening to this near the time that it goes live, happy Christmas, happy New Year, happy Hanukkah, happy non-Christmas, whatever it is you celebrate. Happy holiday. I hope you're having fun. I obviously have recorded this before the Christmas season, but I can imagine that by the time you're listening to this, I'll have eaten my body weight in mince pies and Brussels sprouts because I love a roasted Brussels sprout. That's the word. I love a good one of those. And I'll have dressed my new 14-week-old son up in as many ridiculous festive outfits as possible. I've currently got a Christmas pudding outfit, an elf outfit, a Santa outfit, and then other, you know, generic festive things. And I'm really hoping to find a couple of more outfits before the festive season begins. So that's my current life update. Embarrassing Merlin in the various outfits, but you know, this is the age to do it. He's not going to let me do it when he's like 8 years old, is he? So I'm making the most of it right now. So before I dive into the 10 different lessons that I have been learning and that you can implement in action, I want to let you know that by the time you're listening to this, my mega one time only once a year birthday sale is now on, and it's maybe the best one I've ever done. So if you go to supernaturallyhealthy.org/birthday, so supernaturallyhealthy.org/birthday, you can find out more about it. So every year, my birthday is the 27th of December. Thank you. Happy birthday, me. I do a big sale. I get lots of gifts on my birthday, so I kind of give you a gift and really want to kickstart you to creating one amazing, healthy, happy year ahead. And this year, I'm offering a few, so I'm only going to do, I think it's 12 spaces of this, so they are limited, so they might have already gone by the time you've listened, hopefully not. 12 megally discounted one-to-one sessions plus free membership for follow-up in my Nourish program. So you're getting the best of everything that I offer. We're going to have a one-to-one consultation together and your bespoke plan of action. And then I'm going to follow up on your progress whilst you get free access for 3 months in my group coaching program. So it's the perfect combo. And this is me, this might be the only way to work with me one-on-one for a while. So I'm just going to have a couple of clinic days, and then obviously I'm still figuring out how to raise a human. So if you know you want to get some one-to-one support and you want to, and all of this has got like the one-to-one sessions are half price and you're getting free. So you're basically getting savings of like £280 or something. Anyway, if you know you're ready to commit to changing your body and your mindset with food and your hormones and your belly and your health, then lovely. I am your gal. I really am. So make sure you head either to the link in the show notes or to supernaturallyhealthy.org/birthday. Grab one of the spaces. Hopefully there'll be one left by the time you get there. And I will get to see you in the new year. In a couple of weeks' time, we can get our session booked. We can create you a plan of action. We can get some, what you'll get is, we'll have our consultation together. I email you a personalized report at the end, which includes any supplement regimes, dietary shifts, any meal plans, lifestyle changes, all of these different things, any test recommendations that I think would be really, really helpful, either to get done at your GP or to get done privately. and a complete sort of plan of action of how you can start to feel better ASAP. So I would love to chat with you. I love doing one-to-one stuff. I genuinely have really missed it since I'm taking some time off to birth a child. I've actually really missed helping women and just chatting with y'all. That's what I'd say if I was American, but I'm not. Anyway, that is that. Make sure you go. That is that. Make sure you go and find out and see if that's the right fit for you. supernaturallyhealthy.org/birthday. Otherwise, here are the 10 different lessons I've learned in the past 5 years that I am 99% positive are going to apply to you. Lovely. So have an amazing Christmas, amazing New Year, sending you lots of love, and I'm going to see you in the new year. Welcome to the 10 biggest lessons, health lessons that I've learned in the last 5 years of working with clients. Now, these are the things that I have picked up on, and they're really like the common threads that I have seen time and time again, whether I've been working with a 55-year-old woman who's kind of premenopausal or a 31-year-old new mom with IBS and PCOS. You know, these are things that will touch on all of those different things and the real common threads that kind of seep through it all. So let's get started. I'm going to go through these 10 different things relatively quickly. I'm not going to go into tons of detail, but you'll know from other episodes and other workshops that I've done, I dive into these a little bit more. So I will link to those in the show notes for those of you listening to the podcast. So number one, it's blood sugar is boss. It's a really, really important lesson. And I feel like I learned that afresh, even more so last year with the clients that I worked with. And also while I was working on my own health as well, I really, really understood the power of getting your blood sugar, what we would call as blood sugar balance. But really what we're talking about here is how much glucose is in your blood at any one time. And it's that regulation. And it's that regulation that has a huge impact. We might have heard the phrase blood sugar balance, and we just think it's a nice idea, or it's maybe got something to do with diabetics. But actually, it's fundamental, not just for people with diabetes or pre-diabetic. It's also really, really important for healthy hormones as women. If you have conditions like PCOS, actually keeping blood sugar balance is really important. It's also really important for your mental health and for clarity and mental clarity and well-being. So if there's depression and anxiety, making sure your blood sugar is really, really balanced, as well as lots of other issues. So one of the first things that I do with clients is make sure that we target and help their blood sugars to stay happy and balanced. Because if this is out of whack, it doesn't matter how many supplements, how much spinach you drink, you might blend it up and drink it, how much, you know, probiotics you have. Actually, if you're constantly bringing in an imbalanced and bringing either an excess or a lack of glucose in your blood, if that's not regulated, you've either got too much glucose, too little glucose in your blood, that's going to really stress your body out and cause a whole host of other problems. It's kind of the beginning of what can be a whole stream of other issues going on. So that's number one. Blood sugar is boss. Number two is get to know your poop and your periods. I mainly work with women. I do work with some guys. Hi guys out there. I do have some male clients, which is great, but I generally work with women, and I always emphasize to them and communicate that getting to know your poop and your periods are just really, really great ways of checking in with your health. So with your poop, as a human, you want to be pooping every single day. You want it to be a good form, not too soft, not too hard, kind of, you know, suitable to the Bristol, it's 4 or 5 on the Bristol stool chart, I think. And with your periods, whether you have periods, don't have periods, whether they're heavy, really light, whether they're painful, whether they make you really depressed and anxious, the color even of their blood, all of that can be really indicative of how you're doing. And both of those things are great little like spot checks that you can do on a daily and monthly basis of how you're doing. So getting to know your periods is really important. So getting to know the cycle that you are in, and even if you're kind of postmenopausal, you can still kind of check in with your hormonal cycle, although obviously it has obviously changed if you're no longer menstruating. And with your poop, you just want to check in and be connected to how your toilet and bowel habits are on a daily basis. So that's number two. Number three is stress will override all your food choices. So you could be eating kale and poached eggs and avocados and acai berry smoothies, I think that's how you pronounce it, and quinoa salads. But if you are stressed out of your nut, if you are finding work really stressful, if you are unable to manage your stress, if you don't ever take time just to like de-stress and recalibrate and calm down, then it doesn't matter how much freaking kale you're having, your brain is sending these stress signals to your body, which is going to be affecting your hormones. So it's really, really important that you, when it comes to health, that you don't just think about food. And yes, I'm a holistic nutritionist. I study food. I do research on food. I write assignments all about food for my master's degree. I geek out about the micronutrients, about all these different vitamins and minerals, how we get them into your body, how they affect your cells, what they are used for in the body. So food is important, but it is not the only thing. And if you're constantly stressed out and not able to manage that monkey mind, that on the go all the time, that anxiety, that working all the time, if you're never able to just switch off on a regular basis, then actually you could be overriding all your supplementation, all your exercise, all your healthy eating. So important. And I've seen it happen so many times with clients. That's number three. Number four is be okay with change. So I know a lot about food, and I can say the way that I've eaten has changed in the last 5 years. It's gone from being really strict to not eating things to introducing things and really shifting. Actually, you might have 10 years ago, you might have been a vegan and felt awesome. And now being a vegan makes you feel awful. It's okay. It's okay to change. The body and what we need changes depending on the circumstances of our life. So number four is be okay with change. And this is really helpful. We want to change what we're eating on a semi-regular basis. We don't always want to be eating the same things. We want variety. The same with exercise and movement. You don't always want to be running that 2 miles three times a week, the same route. That doesn't challenge your body anymore. We need change to mix things up. So that is number four. Be okay with change. Number five is test, don't guess. So last year, so 2017 and 2016, I invested a bunch of money and got tons of tests done, ran on myself. I did a cortisol salivary test. I did a stool test. I did an organic acids test. I did a hair mineral analysis. I did all sorts of different things. I did some DNA testing to check my genetics. And I can't tell you how useful that has been. So long, if you have chronic health issues especially, and I find this with clients that I'm working with that maybe have had endometriosis for a long time, or PCOS, or chronic fatigue, or IBS for like 10 years, or maybe they have other autoimmune conditions. Actually, if they can invest some of their finances into testing, doing some private lab tests that don't really get offered to you at the GP. Often if you go to your GP, you're not gonna get offered a thorough kind of thyroid analysis, for example, or you're not going to get an organic acids test or all of these different things, or a really good look at how much heavy metals is in your body. It's really, really worthwhile investing in that, because when you have the better the information, I find as a nutritionist, the better the information and data I have on a client, the more articulate and really precise you can be. So for me, for example, after testing, it made total sense why I don't feel great on a vegan diet. I've tried it before. I enjoy vegan food, but it made me feel horrendous. And after testing, I discovered from the results, from my genetic profile, from looking at my gut health, from looking at my organic acids and how I produce energy, a vegan diet at the moment is just not going to do me any good. And to be honest, I don't think it's the most nutritionally complete diet. So a very modern approach to eating. Anyway, that's not what this is about. I'm sure I'll do another workshop and podcast on why I think we should eat meat and fish. So that's number five, test, don't guess. And what I mean by that is not just private tests that you pay for privately, but also going to your GP. But I tend to recommend private tests alongside the free tests that you would get at the GP, because you often get a lot more information, or different types of information. So So number six is restriction is not the answer. Now this plays a role in two different ways. So I often see two different scenarios. I'll either work with clients who are just used to thinking if they want to lose weight and get healthy and feel good, then they just need to like restrict their calories, eating less is more, you know, all of that approach. And also I get work with women that are maybe really looking to target, let's say IBS, like say they're like me and they had chronic diarrhea and they really want to get rid of it. They've tried everything else through conventional medicine and they're looking at a more holistic nutritional approach. Then they might just start to remove gluten from their diet, then dairy, then onions, then garlic, then soy, then eggs, then nuts. And they just keep on restricting food in order to heal their gut, for example. And so whether it's you're restricting food to lose weight and cut calories and you think that eating less is better, or whether you're trying to heal a specific health issue and you hear that gluten is bad and soy is bad and egg is bad and sugar is bad and dairy is bad and legumes are bad and nuts are bad and grains are bad, and you're now restricting like eight different types of food, restriction is not always the answer. Yes, it can be helpful. I predominantly recommend to all the clients that I work with that they try a gluten and dairy-free diet. I just think it's really worth checking that you're not having an inflammatory response, kind of a low-grade immune response to eating those foods. But just keeping on restricting more and more food and having a more and more restrictive diet isn't going to help. So that's number six. Number seven is, that's not seven, is it? It's three. I'm so confused. Seven. It's all about self-love. So if you come at, say we're coming to the end of the year and you're like, 2019 is my year to get healthy. I'm going to sort out my diet. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to do that 5K. I'm going to lose that baby weight from 15 years ago, whatever your goal is. Actually, if you come to that, whatever your goal is, let's choose weight loss because it's a nice tangible one. If you come to weight loss from a place of harshness, of punishment, of being critical, actually the results you see will be very short-lived. So I've seen this very clearly in one-to-one with one-to-one clients. I've had clients that have been very harsh with themselves and kind of trying to bully themselves into submission, bully themselves into dietary changes, bully themselves into transforming their health. And their results won't last for very long. Whereas if you do this, if you see the way you eat as an expression of your self-worth and self-love, if you see the way you move your body as an expression of your self-worth and self-love, if you see the words that you speak about your body as an expression of your self-worth and your self-love, if all of this thing, if health, this whole thing of health comes from a place of knowing that you are already worthy, knowing that you are already valuable, and approaching any changes that you want to make in your eating and in your movement simply as a realignment process, as aligning your food choices with your innate worth, aligning your movement practices with the worth that you already have, then, lovely, the results that you see will last, because health is simply a manifestation of our self-love and self-worth and the intrinsic value we already have. It's not new year, new you. That's the biggest load of crap ever. You are already worthy. You don't need to become a new person. You actually just need your behaviors around food, behaviors around exercise, behaviors around the words that you speak to align up with who you already are. So that is number seven. Number eight is eat more vegetables than you think you should. 5 portions of vegetables a day, eat more. Start with 5 a day. If you're only having 2 portions of vegetables a day, aim for 5, then 6, then 7, then 8, then 9. Aim for more vegetables than you think you should eat. And whether you're at no vegetables, that's fine. Just try and add 1 more, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5. And then just keep on adding them into your day. Number 9 is trust your instinct, not just science and evidence. So this is a really important one. So I am currently completing my master's, which will take a while because I'm doing it part-time as well as having a baby and a business and all of these other things. And so a lot of what we do is evidence-based practice. A lot of what I do with my one-to-one clients is around evidence-based practice. I want to look at, you know, if someone says, you know, hitting yourself with a paintbrush is going to help you to boost your metabolism, then if there's evidence, clear, good, peer-reviewed meta-analysis, you know, your really good evidence on it, then heck, I'm going to recommend clients to do this. But if just someone, some documentary on Netflix where someone said, you should do this, it's really, really good for you, hit this on top of your head, then I'm not going to do it. It's not good practice. But as much as we need science and evidence, also we need to first trust our instinct and listen to our body. Instinct and science are not opposed. They need to work together and be merged together. And that's so important. And number 10 is fat is your friend. So all these fats that you've been told not to eat, olive oil, nuts, seeds, coconut oil, MCT oils, whole dairy products, fat is your friend. Fat that you eat helps your body to create hormones, helps your brain, helps stabilize your blood sugar, helps your skin. Fat is your friend. It really is. We don't need no low-fat diets unless you know specifically and genetically that you can't tolerate fats, which a small percentage of the population don't deal that well with certain types of fat. But for most of us, fat is our friend. So those are my 10 biggest health lessons that I have been, that kind of come from about 5 years or more now of doing one-to-one client work as a holistic nutritionist with my online nutrition clinic. And these are the things that come up time and time again. But if you want to know more specifically about what's going on with your body, what your symptoms mean, what really is at the root cause, then I have a free online health assessment and quiz, which over the festive holiday season, you'll probably be doing a lot of scrolling whilst watching like Arthur Christmas or Elf. Perfect time to go and do this free quiz. It's 8 questions. It'll take you about 2 to 3 minutes. Then I'll send you a personalized report based on what your results are. So what this quiz will do is to help you to know whether it's your hormones are the main area of imbalance, whether it's your gut health that's the main area of imbalance, and all of these different things. So you can go with the link above. It's at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. If you want any free recipes or any other free resources, they are all on there. But do make sure you take the quiz. That will also put you onto my mailing list if you consent to that. And then that means I can send you some awesome news about things that are happening over the coming weeks, shall we say.